Lex here, and welcome to Guildcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this 51st episode of Guildcast for October 21st, 2006. I'm your host, Sean. Thanks to Glax for that intro this week. If anyone else wants to do the intro for an upcoming show, just go ahead and send me a sound file and I'll throw it in like I did for that one. So, I'm still in the afterglow of last week's show, but I'll try to stay on topic. This week, we're going to talk about voice chat programs and the many options you have for your guild or group. First, though, the people who asked to be mentioned this time around include Theron Skyjack and Heo Ephirdial. We also had a few interesting voicemails.
Hey, Sean, this is Mirage, of course. The only one with the annoying voice. Congrats on episode 50, and could you help me find my meds? I think somebody stole them again. And I want my ramen!
Hi, Sean. This is Major Wen here. Just saying congratulations on getting up to the 5th podcast. I've been listening since about episode 41. And my whole guild, the Blades of Souls, would just like to say hello. And we're done. Bye.
So now on to the news. This week they've introduced a Nightfall FAQ, or Frequently Asked Questions, which is posted on the main GuildWars.com website. In it, they answer questions like, is there a collector's edition, when is the exact release date, and several other questions regarding the addition of Nightfall to your current account. This weekend marks two occasions, also. One is the start of a new autumn ladder season, and the other is the return of the Xingjie Boardwalk, featuring those games of chance that were first introduced with the Dragon Festival a few months back. Several people use these games to obtain certain titles, like the lucky and the unlucky titles. There was speculation during this time that they may reopen these games to make the higher tiers of the titles possible. And sure enough, it's been reopened for this weekend. The Superfan contest went on this last Tuesday, and alas, there was no Guildcast listeners who won, but there are still some exciting reports from that event on various blogs. I'm going to gather up some links and post them in the show notes for today from people's experiences at that Superfan event. In lieu of the fact that Lady Sinea will not be joining us this episode, I wanted to have my own kind of word on the street tidbit here and read a little bit from the newest edition of The Scribe. I know I've mentioned The Scribe before on the show, but for those of you who don't know what it is, basically it's ArenaNet's version of a newsletter that's presented in a true role-playing style. It's written by Andrew Patrick, who is ArenaNet's community relations coordinator, and it's written from the perspective of a traveling monastery scribe. And the articles will range from news about the Alliance battles to stories about guilds and events. And you'll probably even see a few kudos to some individual players as well. I wanted to give you a taste of it for those of you who may not have read it yet, or maybe if you've read one or two of them but haven't been keeping up with it. It's a very well-written piece each week, and it certainly deserves a read. Kind of like going back to the days of me reading fan fiction on the show, but this time it'll have some current events thrown in too. So this week, they're on edition number 20 for The Scribe for October 19th, 2006. The headline, Maniacal Laughter Heard on the Distant Horizon. Many prophets, seers, and oracles sense a sinister presence looming on the horizon. No, I'm not referring to the ominous force that was felt during the Sunspear training event some weeks ago, but rather a more mischievous, humorous, and, perhaps to some, familiar villain. I, of course, am referring to the maniacally insane and yet surprisingly social Mad King Thorn of Tyria. This madman gained his notoriety for atrocious deeds while amongst the living, but has since earned a more amusing reputation in death, after visiting Lion's Arch and Drachner's Forge during last year's Halloween season, spewing jokes that made the citizenry groan with more vigor than the souls of his tortured victims, and playing games that exploit the mortality of his audience are just two of his favorite pastimes. However, despite his rough edges, the Mad King is also rather generous. Should he return this year, it might be assumed that the moon-touched monarch will bring with him the many ghostly-themed gifts that made last year's event such a success. These ghoulish party favors include Witch's Brew, which, when consumed in excess, left many partygoers looking for an appropriate place to expel the concoction. I do not envy the man tasked with cleaning the marvelous fountain in Lion's Arch the next day. Other gifts included the famous Ghost in a Box, which released a small spirit that quickly evaporated into the night. Individual portions of another beverage were also handed out, Squash Serum, which temporarily covered the user's head with a spectacular seasonal squash. Party participants also might have received the ever-popular absinthe, which summoned a beautiful green flame to radiate around the drinker. The most prized gift, however, came in the form of a rather abstract piece of headgear. Not to be confused with the squash serum, which placed a temporary aura of squash around the consumer's head, the pumpkin crown was a permanent headpiece, much like the Tengu or dragon masks given recently, that continues to be worn with pride by those who received it. In fact, for many citizens, this particular holiday memento is treasured above all things in their possession, and the pumpkin crown is much coveted by those who missed the event. Keep in mind, however, the Mad King is not one to spoil his own surprises. He has not confirmed what prizes, if any, he will bring with him. In fact, befitting his personality, the Mad King himself has not even officially announced his attendance this year. With that in mind, we can only base speculation on the events that transpired last year. While we have a strong belief that the king is returning, complete with a near confirmation from a certain omniscient amphibian, the details are unclear. Thus, please take these words as a prediction and not a guarantee. If the predictions are correct, we should expect another year of ghostly beasts, eerie scenery, and most of all, really, really bad jokes. Watch for more definitive information to come, and as always, may Duena watch over you. In general, I tend to shy away from voice chat in-game. I'll get on if I'm in a guild group or a group of friends and we're doing something that requires it, such as PvP spiking or whatever, but I don't usually use it for simply chatting. To me, I like being able to play music or have the TV on in the background. When I get on voice chat, I have to turn that stuff off. Plus, I'm usually stuffing my face while sitting at the keyboard, so since my mommy always said, don't talk with your mouth full, I usually wait until I'm done eating to get on. Plus, even when I'm on, I don't even talk that much. Believe it or not, I'm not really a big talker. I'm more of a listener and observer. But voice chat can work that way also. Just listening to what the rest of the group is doing can help very much. But I think the biggest upside of voice chat is you really get to know the people you're playing with a lot better. I've been in guilds where the same 8 or 10 people get on at the same time every day. It's like Cheers or something, you know, where everybody knows your name. If somebody's not there, it's like, where's Norm? But if you didn't have the voice chat, things would be different. You might see the same 10, 15 people in your guild on at the same time every day, but they're too involved in the game to type in guild chat, which makes them really no more than just a name on a list. This is where voice chat really comes into play. Once you use voice chat and get to that point where you can distinguish people by their voices and can correctly associate them with their characters also, you really have a more efficient group, plain and simple. So what I'm going to do to this show is I'm going to go through a few of the more popular voice chat programs out there today. Most of these are free, or at least free to use. A few of these require purchasing a server fee only when you're the one hosting the server, but More on that later. Instead of going through every single possible mom-and-pop voice chat program out there, since there are a lot, I've decided to go through my top five, a countdown from 5 to 1. There are several others that I've found to work as voice chat programs, such as like Yahoo Messenger and Google Talk. I don't think MSN Messenger does it, but especially with like Yahoo Messenger, they actually have a pretty good feature, but they're not really billed as a voice chat program. They're more of an IM program. So I'm going to focus on my top five programs developed exclusively or mostly for the sake of just voice chat. So starting at number 5, we have Skype. Wait, what? This isn't a voice chat program for a large group? Well, no, technically it's not. It's a voice over IP program, and it's usually used for groups smaller than 5. But the biggest reason I've added it to this list is the potential that it has in the near future. A feature of Skype has been in beta since May of this year called Skype Casting. And no, it's nothing at all like podcasting. In fact, the way they talk about it on their website, it's kind of funny. They make it sound like they think they invented this fresh, new, amazing service of offering a group of people from all over the world the opportunity to talk to each other in their very own voice chat room. Yeah, sorry Skype, but you're a little late. But taking into consideration the excellent sound quality of Skype and the fact that they have a pretty hefty user base already set up, Skype Casting could prove to be a contender in the online gaming voice chat genre. They say it will be able to have up to 100 people in a group together, and they'll be able to simply join up the conference hosted by one person. This eliminates the need for server info and passwords and all that. The host simply allows or rejects incoming requests. I'm particularly interested in this myself for Guildcast. As for how well it could fare in gaming is yet to be seen, really, because people can't just randomly join a set room. It would be more for scheduled guild events. So for that reason is why it's at the bottom of this list. So at number 4, we have a little-known program owned by GameSpy called Roger Wilco. This is an extremely simplified application that demands very little of your computer's processing power. It's clean and simple, which I love. They boast a maximum capacity of 65,535 people, theoretically. And they say that this many users can be on at one time because of a soon-to-be-patented bandwidth allocation process that they use. But its biggest drawback, despite all this, is actually a pretty big deal, and that's the sound quality. They even advertise on their website that it sounds like a walkie-talkie from the old war movies. Is that supposed to be a feature? I don't get it. Okay, maybe if you're playing Counter-Strike, or more authentically, if you're playing Battlefield Online, or any other kind of World War II type of online game, but this isn't a very practical feature for someone playing Guild Wars, hence its place at number 4. But despite that, like I said, it's simple, clean, and it's set up just like Skype Casting is, where there's a host and other people join up, which has its pros and cons. The casual users would download their what they call a walkie-talkie program, and then the host would have to download the actual server-based program on their computer, much like Ventrilo does. But wait, how do you even know what Ventrilo is if I haven't even talked about it yet? Well, you're in luck. Here you go. At number 3, there's Ventrilo. I'm sure some of you hardcore Ventrilo fanboys out there are sighing and huffing right now because it's on number 3, but hey, it's my list, and on my list, Ventrilo is number 3. It's a great little program, don't get me wrong. I love Ventrilo. It's very similar to Roger Wilco, but it's a lot better. There's no nonsensical bells and whistles mucking up the user interface. It doesn't take a lot to run it, and it also has all the basic features you'd want in voice chat. There's a push-to-talk feature, there's hands-free option, you can create separate rooms, you can password protect the rooms, there's a text-based chat room, but really that's about it. I mean, it's just for group chat, nothing else. It also has this annoying proprietary file format that drives me nuts, for their recorded files. So if you try to record your vent conversations, you have to get a converter to be able to edit it. Why do they do this? I don't know. But they need to stop taking tips from Apple and Sony. So in the number 2 slot, there's an application that is basically the exact opposite of vent, and that's Xfire. This program is so consumed with extra features, it's almost to the point of being excessive, but it works for me. The innovation of Xfire makes it to where it really deserves a category of its own. In fact, I almost made 2 separate lists for this show, one for simple programs and one for the all-inclusive hardcore gamer programs, because of Xfire. If you haven't checked out Xfire yet, I highly suggest it. Now, I consider myself a minimalist. Really, I do. But you just can't compete with something that has an IM client, voice chat, advanced file transfer, LAN support, tons of themes, skins, mods, a helpful forum with a community that's just enormous, a really helpful community and all. And the website is just phenomenal. Everything is set up so well. Sure, it has all of this, but it's usually the case that these big all-inclusive programs like this have a little bit of everything, but the individual qualities suffer for it. But that's not the case with Xfire. The sound quality on their voice chat is really, really good, and they make it fairly easy to join up with your friends. It's kind of similar to the to Roger Wilco and Skype casting, where you have one person set up and everybody else joins them, except you don't need separate software like you do in Roger Wilco. You basically just join up with your friends right there, and you make a room and you join up with them. You can actually see on your buddy list what games your friends are playing at that particular time. So let's say you feel like playing a game, right? You turn on your computer, you just got home from school or work or whatever, but you're not sure which one you want to play. Should I play World of Warcraft? Should I play Guild Wars or Counter-Strike Source? Hey, let's see where my friends are. So you check out the buddy list, and it looks like more friends are playing Guild Wars. Cool, that's the best game in the universe anyway, so that works out pretty well. I'll go ahead and I'll play Guild Wars with my friends. Also, each user has their own profile on the Xfire website, which tells you how much you've played each game throughout the week. And it also tells you how much you've played all time of certain games. Maybe you've seen these little Xfire forum signatures that tell how long a person's been playing a particular game. It's really a good idea, if even just for bragging rights, which I think is the main reason most people put it in their signatures anyway. If you haven't checked out Xfire yet, for whatever reason, at least give it a try. It seriously has so much to offer, and its quality voice chat is just one of those things. Well, this brings us to the number 1 spot. I'm sure you've guessed it by now, but it's TeamSpeak. TeamSpeak is sort of the best of both worlds between Ventrilo and Xfire. It's simple to use, simple to set up, it doesn't have a complicated interface, yet it has enough extra features to make it interesting, especially in the administrative department. To me, it's almost perfect for what we need it for in Guild Wars. One feature that I particularly love is the recording feature into WAV format. Now, see Ventrilo, it's really not that hard. TS has been touted as having bad sound quality at times, but honestly, I don't really even see it. I think things like that are more to blame on the individual who's hosting the server than the application itself. There is almost no delay on TS, like there is on Vent. The Vent delay actually makes you want to pull out your hair, but again, this may just be due to the server host itself or the people connected. But it's just been my experience that in TS, there's really hardly any delay at all. And it may not have the features and extras of Xfire, but it's certainly easier to join a room, and you don't need a host to set up the room like you do in the most of the other programs on this list. What happens is someone sets up the server, and it's just there for people to connect to at any given time. It's really just that simple. You can password protect the rooms, as you can in Vent also, but TS has just enough extra options to make it just about perfect in my book. So, while this is just my personal top 5, I hope my points and opinions on these can at least help you determine which program might be best for you or your guild. Most people who are serious about the game should have several of these installed on their computer anyway, especially Vent and TS, which are the most popular. This would be just in case you join up with a group who asks that you join in on their voice chat server, and you never know if they have Vent or TS or what, so it's always good to have at least both of those. This is especially useful in higher-end PvP like Heroes Ascent or GVG.
Well, Prince Alero here. What? Surprised? Forget who I am? Well, came on the show a while ago. Blah, blah, blah. Did a Ranger episode. Blah, blah, blah. Got the PvP segment. Missed a couple of shows. But I'm glad to be back, and I would like to say again, as we're back to the normal schedule of shows, that I am sorry about missing so much, and I feel probably worst about missing the GVG episode, considering that's like one of the biggest things in PvP, but I can't help what's going on. But I hope you guys will forgive me and welcome me back. Going on to this week's segment, it's voice over IP. Many people have probably seen this, and it couldn't be any more important, in my opinion, than in PvP. Without voice over IP, none of the teams, in my opinion, would really work well enough. And voice over IP, specifically Vent and TeamSpeak, are the backbone of a good team strategy. When you're going into Heroes Ascent and when you're going into GVG, most of the times you'll hear the teams advertise that, yeah, we have TeamSpeak or we're using Ventrilo or whatever. And that adds one noticeable difference. Speed. Reaction time is huge in PvP, considering a split second of not knowing where or what spike is going to hit when, or knowing which characters are attacking where they're coming from, what's going on. The split second reaction time could make or break you. And there's even some team builds that rely on TeamSpeak or Ventrilo, namely spike groups. And without, I've seen a couple of people try to do it without voice over IP, and it's almost laughable. But when it comes down to it, every team, in my opinion, needs at least a couple of members on TeamSpeak. And then those people will tell each other what's going on in the battlefield. They'll control click the people that want to attack, and then the people that aren't on can do it. But I believe every single person should have Vent or TeamSpeak running. Even if you can't talk, it's important to be able to listen to what's going on. And when you're running a balanced team, having TeamSpeak could change the entire effectiveness of what you're doing. You can go in and maybe call for maybe a prot or maybe a healer, heal here or whatever, and it can change everything in the matter of a split second. So if you're going to be serious about GVG and you're going to be serious about Heroes Ascent, my suggestion is download them both. I have both of them running on my computer, and I use TeamSpeak mostly just because, well, if you're in GLU, you know, we have a server up now. But also, I have Ventrilo because sometimes teams will use Ventrilo. I'll go into a pickup group and they'll be using Ventrilo. If you're going to be serious about PvP and you want a competitive edge, get both. People sometimes ask, what's your preference? And my preference is neither. Because people always say, well, Vent sounds better Not if you set TeamSpeak up right. They both sound the same if you set TeamSpeak up correctly. Well, Ventrilo smaller. Yeah, but that doesn't really make a difference. Ventrilo might be a smaller box, and people may think, oh, well, it's going to be less laggy because there's less for your computer to deal with, when that's not the case. There's a lot of people that say, oh, well, Vent's better because of this, or Vent's better because of that, or Vent can do this, or Vent can do that. TeamSpeak can do it, too. So really, in my eyes, the only difference is how they work. And Ventrilo is a little harder to get into, but once you get into it, like, and you know how it works, it's just as easy as TeamSpeak. But TeamSpeak is a bit more new user-friendly, in my opinion. So really, it all comes down to, do you have the hard drive space for both of them? And I'm lucky enough to have the hard drive space for both of them. If you don't, I would probably suggest TeamSpeak, just because it seems like more teams use TeamSpeak. But it's all up to you. My suggestion, do it. Not only will it give you competitive edge inside the PvP arenas, but it's great for, like, team building. Like, you can get your guildmates on, and even if you're not in a match or you're not all in the same mission, you can still talk to each other. And to me, talking, it livens the mood. I always have TeamSpeak running when I'm playing. No matter if I'm playing Guild Wars or if I'm playing Counter-Strike or if I'm playing Battle for Middle-Earth, whatever I'm playing, I have TeamSpeak up because all my friends use TeamSpeak and the people in the guild use TeamSpeak and my friends from down the street use it, and it's just great fun to get on TeamSpeak. So my suggestion for PvP, it's needed. It's necessary. And if you're going to be doing a spike, please, please don't do it without voice over IP. And if you want to get into a spike group, don't try to get into a spike group unless you're a monk without voice over IP, or it's never going to work. So, once again, this has been Wild Prince Solero giving you your PvP update.
So another episode of Guildcast has come to a close. Next week, of course, is the release of Nightfall on Friday, October 27th. I've taken a vacation day from work on that day, actually, because I'm just a fanatic. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time immersing myself into the land of Alona, at least on that first day. So because of this, and because of other things like Lady Sinea's marathon that she'll be doing next weekend, Episode 52 will be postponed until the following weekend. But by then, we should have plenty to talk about in regards to our experiences so far with Nightfall. So, good luck with the marathon, Sinea. I know you'll put your heart and soul into this, and it's just a huge achievement, even just to participate in. So, until next time, be sure to tell your friends and tell your guildmates about guildcast.com.